Wonderful. Now, boys and girls, and bigger boys and girls as well, who can tell me what this is? What is it? It's a Christmas cracker, that's right. And who can tell me what I might find inside it? What sort of things? Go on, tell me. Go on, shout it out, shout it out. A joke? What else? A paper crown, that's right. What's the other thing we normally find inside a cracker? A toy or a gift, something like that. That's right. Now, who would like to help me open this? Oh, I need four people. Maybe we have one, two, three, and four. Can you come up? We need two on each side. Can you come up to the front? Now. Oh, one more. Oh, you come up the front. Yes. It's the Christmas jumper that sells it, you see. Look at that fantastic Christmas jumper. Flashing lights as well. Cool. Now, who would like to come on this side? Come on, both of you on this side. Okay, should we count to three? Look at everyone. Oh, you're going to knock into the mic. Okay, should I shout three and then you pull it? One, two, three. Woo! Wow, what have we got inside? What is this? Is this some kind of joke? Yes, it's a joke. Alas, we have a joke. What else do we have? Oh, I thought I'd lost those marbles. There they are. Oh, look, what's this? It's the Christmas calculator. What a Christmas classic. Everyone loves the mystery calculator, don't they? Oh, another joke. Oh, no, that's from earlier. There we go. And what else do we have? We have a crown. Lovely. Okay, do you want to take all these things and take them back? Oh, what's this? A puzzle. You can't have Christmas without the obligatory puzzle, can you? Okay, don't play with it during the next 10 minutes or so, but if you take them back to your seat, that one's for me. And you can take the crown if you want. There we go. Lovely. Now, this week I realized that Christmas crackers are great because they tell us all about Jesus. First, what do we have? We have the joke. The joke. If we could have the first PowerPoint slide, please. The joke reminds us that Jesus brings us great joy, as you can see from the screen. Crackers always have jokes in them, don't they? Who would like to read out a Christmas cracker joke? Who would like to read out a joke? Okay. Do you think you can read that one?
What did Adam say in the Garden of Eden the day before Christmas?
What did Adam say in the Garden of Eden the day before Christmas? Go on, tell us.
It's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas, comma, Eve. Oh, there we go. Would you like to read out this one? Christmassy, biblical, and anachronistic. There we go.
What's the most popular Christmas wine?
What's the most popular Christmas wine? I don't know. What is the most popular Christmas wine?
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
Hooray! That's not a joke. That's the truth. Alice, do you want to read one?
What carol is heard in the desert? O camel, ye faithful.
Oh, very good. No wry grins, please, when we sing O camel, ye faithful. O camel, ye faithful next week. Do you want to read this one?
What did the snowman say to the aggressive carrot?
I don't know. What did the snowman say
Get
to the aggressive carrot?
Get out of my face.
Get out of my face? Oh, very good. The best way to deal with aggressive carrots, I find. And last one.
How does good King Wenceslas like his pizzas?
I don't know. How does good King Wenceslas like his pizzas?
Deep pan, crisp and even.
Oh, deep pan, crisp and even. Thank you very much indeed. You can keep that. You can make your own Christmas cracker out of it. Well, there we go. Jokes are brilliant, aren't they? Don't need that. Jokes are fantastic, aren't they? Because they remind us that Jesus brings us great joy. And whether we're here and we're not yet 100 days old, or whether we're nearly 100 years old, only Jesus is the one who brings us true joy. In our passage that we had read earlier, I'm not quite sure that the shepherds had jokes as such. But when they got over the fright of the angel appearing in the sky and then the whole host of angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest," they go and they see this little baby who brings great joy. Verse 20 says, "The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they'd seen and that they'd heard." They were full of joy. The wise men too, remember the wise men? In Matthew's gospel, it says they were overjoyed when they saw the star because it would lead them to King Jesus, the ultimate joy bringer. Now, whether you're young or whether you're old, if you're here this morning and you don't yet know the true joy that Jesus brings, if you're here and you're still finding out about the Christian faith, then please take away one of these booklets. There should be one in every row. Otherwise, there's a pile of them at the back. And this explains a little bit more about what it means to meet Jesus and to know Jesus, have Jesus forgive your sins as the true life giver, the true joy bringer. So please take one of those away free of charge. That's an early Christmas present from Cambrai to you. Now, speaking of presents, what is the second thing that we find in our crackers? A toy, a present, a gift, that's right. And that's there to remind us that Jesus is God's gift. Jesus is God's gift to us. Crackers all have a gift in them, don't we? Don't they? What gifts were in the cracker that we just had? Marbles, I'm glad you found them. A puzzle, do you like puzzles? Puzzles are great. What else was in there? A joke, yes, that's also a kind of gift. A calculator, the magic calculator. You can have hours of fun with that. And what was the last thing? A spinny top thing. Has that got a name? A plastic spinny top thing. Also a Christmas classic, but inevitably gets thrown away as soon as you finish Christmas dinner, the Christmas spinny toppy thing. I once got in a cracker 52 tiny playing cards, and it kept us busy all afternoon. Has anyone else got the best Christmas cracker gift that they've ever received? What Christmas cracker gifts have you received? Do you want to shout it out? What have you received in a Christmas cracker? A game, a big game. Well, must have been a big cracker then. Any other fantastic Christmas cracker presents? Any of the adults want to shout out, even from the balcony perhaps? A small set of screwdrivers. Really? Was Jeff happy about that? He wasn't happy about that. If you get them, you have to use them, you see. Anything else? What's the best Christmas cracker? What was that? A small deck of cards. Oh, that's great. You can do so many different games with a small deck of cards. Probably worth more than the price of the cracker. One more? Any others? What did you get in a Christmas cracker? A frog? A real frog? Really? Oh, not a real frog. One of those frogs that you push the back and it jumps up high. Oh, we like those. Plastic frogs. Those are the best. Now, I wonder if anyone can beat this. Okay? It's a selection of six crackers that you can buy from the Luxury Goods website, Very First Two, in which each cracker features one of the following. In one cracker, there is a Graf von Faber-Castell pen worth £6,500. In another cracker, there is a Cartier diamond necklace worth £18,600. In another cracker, there's a Breguet luxury watch worth £19,000. In another, tickets for a round-the-world trip for two worth £77,000. Still another, the keys to an Aston Martin Vanquish worth £190,000. And in the last of the six crackers, it features the gift receipt, if you can call it that, to a £3.7 million luxury Sunseeker yacht. But the catch is, with these crackers, you get what you pay for. For the whole set of six costs £4 million. If you'd like to buy some, please make checks payable to Cambrai Baptist Church. All crackers have a present inside them, don't they? Sometimes a plastic spinny toppy thing. Who knows? Sometimes a luxury yacht. But they all have a present. And the present reminds us that Jesus is God's son, that he's sent as a gift by God, not to stay as a baby in a manger, no, but to one day grow up and die on the cross in order to forgive us our sins. Forgiveness of sins is the real present that God gives us at Christmas time. And there's no better gift than Jesus to have at Christmas time. In our passage, baby Jesus as God's gift was such a wonderful present that it says, verse 19, Mary, Jesus' mother, she treasured all these things and she pondered them in her heart. And whether you're here this morning and you're sitting in the front row, or whether you're here and you're sitting up in the balcony peering down, God invites each of us to treasure these things. It's a beautiful phrase, and ponder them, to think about these things, to meditate upon each of these things in our heart. Treasure them in your heart. Speaking of treasure, what do we have over here? What's this? It's a treasure chest. What do we normally have in a treasure chest? Gold. Oh, what's inside this treasure chest? Can you see? Is it gold?
Chocolate coins.
Chocolate coins. Even better than gold. There we go. Look at that. Chocolate coins in our treasure chest. Now, boys and girls, to remind us that Jesus is God's gift, each of you can take one small chocolate gift from this treasure chest after the service. Parents, if that's not okay, you're just going to have to try and beat them to the treasure box, aren't you? There we go. So Jesus brings us great joy. I can see some of you licking your lips already. So Jesus brings us great joy, but Jesus is also God's gift. But there's one more thing in our cracker, and I've dropped it down on the floor. What's the one other thing in our cracker? What's this? A crown. You're already wearing your crown, aren't you? Can I wear my crown? This is the embarrassing part where obviously my head is so big that it can't quite fit. There we go. Crackers always have a hat or a crown in them, don't they? And grown-ups, they always look quite silly at Christmas time, eating, wearing a crown, or even standing at the front of church wearing a crown. Not the sort of thing that one usually does. But what does the crown remind us of? Who wants to tell me? The Lord Jesus is King. Oh, we have a theologian in the front. The Lord Jesus is King. The crown reminds us that the Lord Jesus, who was sent as a gift at Christmas time, is the King. You see, that means that Jesus is in charge of everything. Even though we can't see him now, he's still looking after us and he's still making sure that everything is okay. And that's what it means that Jesus is King. The angel said to the shepherds in our passage, today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. The word Christ means God's anointed king. Earlier in the Gospel of Luke, the angel appeared to Mary and said, he will reign over the house of David, of Jacob, forever. His kingdom will never end. The king has his kingdom. Words which were first spoken of King Jesus 700 years earlier. So whether you realize it or not, Jesus is the King. And you can live your life subject to his rule. You can live your life in his kingdom. He invites you to live your life with him as the King. At Christmas, he came as a baby, yes, but he came as a baby also as a king. The king, not just over us, the king over everyone. The king of kings. And today is a great day. It's a fantastic day for you to pray, perhaps for the very first time. Lord Jesus, please rule in my life. Please come into my life as the king. Please forgive me of... I'm not a king. Jesus is the king. Please forgive me of all the bad things that I do in my life, the things that stop me knowing you and loving you. And please help me to accept your gift of your sacrifice on the cross. And please help me to experience the joy that only you can bring at Christmas. So Jesus came to bring us joy. Jesus came as God's gift. And Jesus came as a king. Those are three things that we can celebrate. And when you open crackers this Christmas, remember those three truths about Jesus.